Hi, this is Maddie Rose, host of The Fame Game, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for Lauren Spirer. She is 20 years old and went missing from Bloomington, Indiana, June 3rd, 2011 at 4:30 a.m. She is Caucasian, 4'11", 95 pounds, with blue eyes and blonde hair. She was wearing a white tank top, a white button-down shirt, and full-length black spandex pants. If you know of Lauren's whereabouts, please contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's hotline, 1-800-THE-LOST or 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Lauren, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. Thank you.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jacob Lattimore, with a question from my fans on Voice America Kids. Do you have what it takes to be America's next young superstar? If you're the ages between 8 and 12 years old, then step up to the microphone. You could win $25,000 in cash, a recording contract, and a scholarship. So make sure you get your parents' permission first, then go to www.stepuptothemicrophone.com to enter. Peace.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com.
Welcome to American Pulse on the Voice America Kids channel. Our show will bring you tomorrow's leaders today, and we'll also share what kids just like you are doing to make a difference. Now, here's your host.
Thank you. Welcome to the Mario Richley Jr. Live and Green Show on Voice America Kids. I'm Mario Jr. and I have a co-host and a friend here. And what's your title?
My name is Alexa J. I'm the host of American Pulse, if all of you have listened to that before. And we also have...
Jordan! Hannah! I do the Emmys Arts Awards once a year when they do the Emmys.
Woohoo!
That's so awesome.
That's Jordan Hannah.
And so we are here at the Kid, Youth, and Parent Power Conference, having a great time. We have just did a interview conference with all these kind of CEOs and founders. It was really great talking about our experience with KidStar and Voice America. So I want to just ask you, how did you feel to actually be up there and talk about what you love?
Well, at first I was kind of nervous. I mean, could you agree?
Well, oh my goodness.
You didn't seem like it, though.
Absolutely.
But that's a good thing about us is we're nervous like anyone else would be, but we pull it off. I didn't have anything planned to say. I was just like,
He was probably all like, I'm going to say this and you're going to like it.
who was even all there? Like, do you know what CEOs
were? Oh my goodness. They had about... all these kind of CEOs. They
I know
MTV,
DoSomething.org was there.
DoSomething.org.
They
MTV,
had like the Hershey's.
Hershey's. Kellogg's. Zuzu Pets. They had all these
Zuzu
kinda,
Pets.
Yeah.
What are those?
Oh, they're like these little hamster things.
Youth Beat. They had Youth Beat. Block Dot. Also, GFK MRI. Also, Speak to Students. It was so great. We had so many different CEOs out there.
The Kids First Film Festival.
Kids First, yeah. It was so great.
Yeah. She's over here watching us right now.
Yeah, we have all our parents here and just having a great time at the conference. They also had St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital there. And we had a great conversation with the CEO and founder with her.
Yeah, we were talking about one of the up-and-coming shows actually on Voice America. It's called Purple Songs, and it's with the kids with cancer, and musicians go in there and
they write a song.
The cancer patients write songs, which I think is amazing because
and then people who come in like turn it and like into music, and it's just phenomenal. Really,
the power of it's like music therapy.
Power of the music.
Now, for my my listeners out there, my eco fans out there, I want to ask you, what do you do, Alexa?
Well, I host the American Pulse, where I basically interview students from my school and people in the community, and it's kind of just to promote kids have a voice like we all do, but I want to give those other kids that are just ambitious and they have, you know, a voice to like you with the eco stuff, like
eco stuff.
I know I can't talk right now. I have a friend who's like an animal rights activist. I have another friend who's a foreign exchange student, and they have stuff to say. They want a voice too, but they just aren't privileged with the outlet that we have, like a radio show.
So you must take advantage.
Yeah. So I want to spread that advantage to them too. And I let them come on my show and talk about them. I just basically interview them and show that all these kids actually do have ambitions, and not all of teenagers and kids are just going down the hill like a lot of people think.
Exactly. And I just do, like I said before, the Emmy Arts once a year. And I pretty much just go around interviewing people, just like a lot of the other news reporters and stuff. And that's pretty much all I really do, for the fact that I don't really have anything, like, not me.
In terms of Voice America.
In terms of Voice America.
Right.
I mean, other than that, I'm just like a normal kid doing my schoolwork, doing like things.
Yeah, but
I
you
love.
Do other stuff
like,
than that. Come
oh
on.
Oh my goodness.
Well,
don't be so humble.
I don't like being humble.
I mean, what was your favorite actor. Interviewer at, in the
oh,
Emmys? Like?
Oh, okay. I don't know if I'm saying her name wrong. I think it's Jennifer Stone. She plays Harper.
Oh, the one with the red hair?
Who plays Harper on Wizards of Waverly Place?
Oh,
I know.
I think her
yeah.
name's Jennifer Stone. I'm not sure. I apologize if I don't. I mispronounce her name or don't even know her name.
That's
but
fine.
She was really sweet. I mean, like, she was a really humble person, and like I felt like I could connect with her because she's so like down to earth, and she like and she's so interested in like doing all sorts of acting. Like, she doesn't stay on that kind of one base of genre of acting. She likes to do a lot of stuff. Like, when I was talking to her, she said how she's gonna do a lot of indie work, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Indie?
I honestly have
like,
no idea
like
what indie is.
Alternative, like hipster type stuff.
I really don't know what indie is.
Do you know what? Do you want to like hipster? It's more of I know
I have
you guys
hipster glasses.
Like in high school it's like the cool thing. It's like it went from being, you remember emo, that stage where everyone was like dressed in black, that was the cool
goodness.
Thing to do,
and
then it went to hippie where everyone's like peace, love, happiness,
and then went
and
to
now
skin
it's
tight
now it's hipster
jeans.
Like skinny jeans and like tie-dye shirts and all that's just the fad,
hipster,
you know?
Glasses.
Well, I'm surprised that you guys talking about that, because another cool thing is Voice America Kids Network, because that's what you're listening to, the Voice American Ooh. Kids Network. I'm Mario Ritchie Jr. with friends and co-host with
Alexa J from the American Pulse,
Jordan Hannah.
And our topic today is just Kid, Youth, and Parent Power Conference, and we're gonna probably have some CEOs talk to, with us and stuff. That'd be awesome. All right, so we were talking about like some awesome like fads and, you know, hippie and hipster, and you know, now it's kind of like I don't really know what's the fad now. Like, I don't really know.
What's the fad
oh,
now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's a
like,
lot
musically,
of things.
Like, I don't know, like music or what?
I think it's hip hop and
yeah,
it's different
rap,
because we're totally different age groups. Like,
so like it varies.
My perspective, I don't know if you guys know like Mac Miller. I'm honestly like from my generation, I'm disgusted at the music that not my friends, but just people that are my age, what they listen to is just. How is that considered music?
I mean, right. Honestly,
the
I
rap
really,
that just totally it, degrades women
and
like,
degrades
yeah.
people
drug
in general
use
too,
and all of that. It's like, how is that any way inspiring? You know, like music is supposed to uplift people, not
right.
bring them down and like talk about your cash money and your new whip. Like
you went to jail.
Right?
Yeah,
like, cool, dude. Like you should be really proud of yourself.
You got out, and now your wife's cheating on you.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you expect?
I don't want to sound like the old guy here, but I really do listen to like old music.
No, that's
not
awesome.
Old
too.
Like,
you know,
like what
the classic,
like what bands are
yeah.
the
like,
good stuff.
I don't know, like I don't really know any names because it's usually like in the
sing
car.
Some. Sing some.
Oh.
Sing some?
Yeah, come on.
I'll lay down the beat.
Okay, boom, okay. Boom, let me think boom, of some boom. On like old thing. I don't really know.
Why do you build me up?
I don't know.
I don't know
any songs from Keith Sweat. I don't.
Well, that's because you got to sing something.
I mean, it's more like in the moment
when you
like
hear
in
the
song,
car,
or
you get into
like
it,
that.
And you're all
oh,
like,
man.
Like
man.
I don't know the artist, I don't know what the song's called, but I like.
Okay,
it.
But right. I'm not gonna totally bash music today. There are some great. New artists out, like the ones that are good,
like Taylor Swift.
Like okay,
yeah, Taylor Swift.
Everyone
oh
loves
my
Taylor Swift.
Everyone loves Taylor Swift.
Yeah, no, there's this one song. It's totally overplayed on the radio, but every time I hear it, I can't help but just
what
like
is it?
Dance in my car by myself and sing. Everyone looks at what me like it? I'm a freak. What is it? I like it like that. Hey.
Oh my God. What's the band? Okay. I know the song? Hot Shell Ray. Yes.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed. Like, I just can't. Every time I listen to it, I
can never get enough.
I mean, a lot of kids that I meet today love party rock, like that. Those songs.
Party rock.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? Why not?
Because it's annoying.
Because honestly, they do play
it
a lot.
They're not. It's not music. Like it's just like beats. Like it's all robotic, and I don't really think there's any talent involved in making that.
There's not.
Music.
We're not really anymore. Like honestly, because a lot of talent I see now is pretty much if you can play an instrument and you can sing, I'd really consider that talent. Because nowadays it's all computer and it's all like
it's all computerized.
Not music.
Like
it's just music.
I don't know
just,
if you guys have heard. Probably not. There was this festival going on this weekend in Miami. It's called Ultra Music Festival. It's just a giant rave, basically, and it's
rave.
Yeah,
okay. Rave.
Bad. No, don't. bad. But all it is just like a giant music festival. Boom, boom. Like you can't even feel your heart. Like you could just feel it in your body.
You can feel the walls shake in you.
And there's just over thousands of people there, and just a lot of bad things go on.
Do not do these things at home. And
but that's just what people like listen to. Like they love it.
It's all just really if you're with the in crowd. Really, that's all it is now.
I think
honestly,
it's more like dancing now. It's not really like because I do understand you coming from like with no like lyrics to songs now because a lot of people are just dancing to things and you know like you have to think of like clubs and things like that. So people like to have beats and the dance. So I don't think it's more like lyrics no more. I am glad that
it's all
they
the
don't
club
have
scene.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I'm kind of glad that auto tune music is kind of out now.
Oh gosh,
I mean over now. Yeah.
I have a app on my iPod. It's something with T-Pain or it auto tunes your voice. I was obsessed with that for like a week, and I know my mom knows what I'm talking about because I annoyed the living life out of her.
Well, we're gonna take a break for right now. I'm the host of American Pulse, Alexa J, here with
Mario Rizzi Jr., the host of the Mario Jr. Live and Green Show, with
and
Jordan Hannah, who does the Creative Arts Emmy Awards.
Yeah.
So keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids Network.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation. Our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the tech team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
Thank you. Welcome to the program. I'm Alexa J, host of the American Pulse. We're broadcasting from the Kid Power Convention in the Grand Floridian Hotel in Orlando, Florida. I have my co-host here.
Mario Jr., the host of the Mario Jr. Live and Green Show. Hi, Eagle fans.
And clapter, clap. That's good. And Jordan Hannah, who does the Creative Arts Emmys.
And then me, Nick Hannah, with the WNBA.
Awesome.
We got a whole crew today.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I just really wanted to ask you guys, I know it was really fun for me to like pack up. So what was your like fun time like coming here and just having like such a great time here?
I was pretty nervous. When I was packing up, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna say?
What am I gonna wear?
Oh yeah. I had a total fashion meltdown. I totally forgot about this. This morning, like I packed two outfits and none of them met the criteria for my mother. So, oh my gosh, there was tears involved. Oh. It was really dramatic.
It must have been awful.
It was. I was just like, oh my gosh, I didn't bring cute enough clothes. So I'm just totally going to fail. But I got over the fact that I think my outfit is pretty cute. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it all works out. Everything happens for a reason. Maybe it was just fate that I wore this outfit today.
It must be.
It must be fate.
Because, you know, clothes choose the person.
It does.
Yeah.
It totally does.
I think since this time we were running a little late, my mom didn't pack my clothes. So I was so nervous.
You have mom pack your clothes?
Yeah.
I
packed my clothes one time and I forgot everything. The last time I packed my clothes, I forgot my socks and everything.
What would you do without mom?
I know. Thank you, mom.
We really like drown in the back.
Mommy.
Proud parent.
Yeah, proud parent.
Let's give a
Mario
round
Jr.
of applause for Mario Jr.'s mother.
His mom is, she's awesome. She is. They got the whole family team here. We all have our family.
They, I think, are the chain
foundation.
Foundation that link us all together as one family team kind of thing, you know?
Right.
I really do think like family is such an important part of becoming a great person who you are. Without your family, you're not going to be able to grow. Like there's essential needs in becoming a person. And when you don't feel like you belong and that you're not loved by people, how are you supposed to feel confident about yourself? And how are you supposed to approach other people? And because, you know, like confidence is key, not arrogance, but confidence.
Confidence, like not cocky, like, what? No, you got nothing on me. That's cocky.
Swag. Arrogance. That is arrogance. But having confidence is what will get you everywhere in life.
Yeah, and like nowadays, like kids, like they resent their parents, and I'm like, how could you resent your parents? Like my mom and my dad are always there for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not been like one moment in my life where I've had to like, no, I can't ask them this or I can't tell them this.
Yeah.
Or because honestly, I'm like an open book with them. Like honestly, and that's what I like hate when I see like kids, they just like walk out of the house without even bothering telling their parents, or mm-hmm. the parents don't even know where they are, and the parents don't even care is what really like ticks me off. It's like, are you kidding me? You gave birth to this child and you just let them walk out of the house. Like, oh, they'll come back whenever, it doesn't matter.
But now, sometimes there is instances where parents don't care.
Right. Now I want to ask Nick, how was your experience packing and having just a great time with your brother here?
Well, I was waking up from a really tired sleep. I wasn't ready at all. I had to rush to get ready, eat breakfast and everything. I got ready. Me and my dad picked up my mom and my brother, and then we came right over here, an hour and 20-minute drive, and then we were all excited.
You weren't nervous at all?
No.
Now, what do you do? I wanna ask that.
Well, I do the WNBA.
That's great. Now, that's really awesome. Now, what was your favorite experience doing that? Because I know doing that is like amazing to be. And how old are you again?
12.
Wow, I mean, so you're 12 years old and you're doing play-by-play for WNBA. Yeah. Hey, that rhymes. And that is really just amazing how you do that. So I want to ask you, what was your favorite part in doing that?
My favorite part was when I got to interview the Phoenix Mercury player. She was 6'5".
Wow.
So I would have to look up at her. I'll be like, oh my gosh.
And like, he's like,
who inspired you to play and like, do you love playing the sport?
And what team is she on?
The Phoenix Mercury.
Oh, okay. You said that. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably thinking about your clothes again.
Yeah. I do that. Sorry.
And she's one of the best players.
Awesome. And awesome. Later, she was all like, that was the cutest thing I've ever heard. She'd be proud.
Yeah. She's proud. Yeah, she's probably listening to this right now.
Probably.
And you don't even remember her name. I'm just kidding. I don't remember half of the
this
name
was 2
people.
Years ago.
Like, I know. Like, I'm terrible with names, and I feel so bad. It's like, oh, yeah, hi. Your name's this. And then, like, 5 minutes later, what's your name? It's like, yeah. I told you. I'm sorry.
That's why you just have to avoid every instance where you'd have to say their name.
Yeah, I always do that.
Sometimes, like, I get caught up with that. And
I now know her name. Her name was Diana Taurasi.
Oh, that's awesome.
What's up, Diana?
Yeah, shout out to Diana.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing that. And you're only 12 years old, so when you're 17, you're going to be looking back on that and being like, wow, I can't believe I did that when I was only 12. And you're going to be doing even bigger things when you're 17 and even bigger things when you're 20. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you got to think about that.
Would you want to be like a sports reporter or something?
Well, I wanted to be a sports player for NFL.
Really?
Ooh. Awesome.
And what are you doing now to help fulfill that question?
I practice with sports by playing it.
Well, do you play any sports like on a team?
Yes. I was on a team with you last year.
That's true. It was a flag football team, and I was the oldest, but I was somewhat the shortest.
Yeah. Were you good?
I am not going to answer that question.
You were a good blocker.
I was a good blocker thing. I don't know any names.
Front
football.
End.
Front end.
Come on.
I don't.
This is why he's the actor.
This is exactly why I'm an actor, because I don't know any sports related terms. Like, you'll ask me any term, and I'm just going to be like, woo. Like, I'll think it's like some sort of cheer chant thing. And I'm like,
I know, that's me
too.
On
our football team, we won our championship 21-0.
We did. Wow. We won our championship
undefeated.
Game.
Undefeated. We tied one game, and. Yeah, nice. We came back.
We never lost, so that's good.
Yeah.
But we did tie, but
yeah, but it was 0-0, so yeah, we stopped them from not scoring.
Do you play any sports, Mario?
I used to play basketball with the upper team, and we went one loss with all the wins. I kind of forgot how many like wins are place there were or whatever.
But basically, you guys were almost undefeated.
Yeah, and we were the king, so it was just kind of
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was
we
really fun.
We were undefeated. Me and Nick.
Yeah.
Well, I've never played on a sports team. Just track and field.
You haven't?
Well, that's a sports team. Track and
field.
Yeah,
it is. But it's not like physical. It's not like
you
contact.
You run.
Yeah.
You run with that baton,
was.
I
That's
think.
That's why it's past tense. Was.
Well, you're listening to the Voice of America Kids Network. I'm Mario Jr. And our topic today is the Kids, Youth, and Parent Power Conference. And we were talking about sports. And I want to just tell you, Jordan, that for football terms, you know, touchdown, do you know that? Like touchdown and stuff? Like touchdown?
What's a touchdown? I'm just kidding. I know what a touchdown is.
Do you know who Tim Tebow is?
He prays, I think.
Tebow.
He prays before every game.
Go
he
game.
Prays.
You
praise the Lord.
Yeah, doesn't he have on his eye paint? He has 3:16 or John 3:16. Yeah. I think that was a good statement to do, because not a lot of people who are playing football or anything like that really thank God. What they're doing.
Or have the courage to stand up for what they believe in.
Because so many people nowadays are like, oh, well, I'm this other religion, so you're offending me.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's that does kind of, get me angry, but I can see where they're coming from, because, let's
How does
say,
that offend you, though? He's sticking, why can those people say what they believe in, and they can wear it around, but someone who's a Christian, they can't wear that? How is that any different?
In my eyes, it's not, but in other people, I think
it is,
coming,
but logically, there is no difference. There really isn't a reason for this. Oh, it's offending me, because how
because
is that offending
can, because
by
they
seeing
can,
it?
Yeah, because they can go out themselves and they can spread awareness or whatever.
Yeah,
and
but
I'm
we
like,
but Christians can't.
Yeah, I can. It's kind of a double standard.
It's
I guess.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Poinsettias are being banned in elementary schools. You know what a poinsettia is? It's a flower that, like, it's supposed to be like a symbol of Christmas, I guess. But
really?
Those flowers are being banned in schools because it reminds the children of Christmas. God forbid. It reminds them of a happy holiday. Meanwhile, we're promoting things like, I actually love the book, love the movie, but Hunger Games, for example. I know there's been a lot of controversy with that because it's like kids are, it's like a lot of violence and it's kids fighting to the death. But we're promoting that. Teachers are making them students read these books, but they can't have poinsettias. It's just like, where is the justice?
I think people that have, you know, a thought on religion, they think it's really light. And I guess it is like a very tender subject to talk about. Yeah. But I think if you really just think about it, it's just a religion. It's not just a religion, but it's just a religion.
It's supposed to be like moral values. Like, right. It's teaching a person how to be a good person. And it's funny how it's just main cause.
And it keeps
for
people
violence.
Civilized also. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you have people like, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Like, we're going to, you know, your religion, you follow this. Well, guess what? Now you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just and it's the main cause
like
for
it.
Violence and wars.
It really is.
Within countries. Like, it's religion, which is supposed to be teaching people how to become a good person.
And that is funny how war starts on religion when it's like, well, I'm not bothering with your religion, so why do you have to butt into mine and everything?
Exactly. Right.
That's really how it all starts.
Yeah.
It's such a paradox. It's quite ironic.
You are using those big words.
I like paradox. Paradox.
I like that, yeah.
Those are those high school
paradox.
Words, kids.
Paradox.
Start preparing your SAT vocab.
Paradox. Paradox.
And I think we're going to take a break for now. This has been quite an interesting discussion. Mm-hmm. I'm Alexa J, host of the American Pulse, here with
Mario Jr., the host of the Mario Jr. Live and Green Show, with
Jordan Hanna, who also does the Creative Arts Emmys, and
Nick Hanna, which I do the WNBA.
Awesome.
All right. So keep it right here. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network.
Yippee.
Yay. See ya.
Bye. I'll see you across later.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jacob Lattimore, with a question from my fans on Voice America Kids. Do you have what it takes to be America's next young superstar? If you're the ages between 8 and 12 years old, then step up to the microphone. You could win $25,000 in cash, a recording contract, and a scholarship. So make sure you get your parents' permission first, then go to www.stepuptothemicrophone.com to enter. Peace.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
Welcome to the program on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Mario Richley Jr., the host of the Mario Jr. Alive and Green Show, with
Alexa J., host of the American Pulse,
and Jordan Hanna, in charge of the Creative Arts Emmys.
And we have a special guest here from the Kid, Youth, and Parent Power Conference.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me. It's nice to feel special.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, it's been really great. We've talked a little bit during the conference earlier, which was really great, and to hear your questions for us. So I want to give you a question. What do you do?
What do I do? I talk for a living. When my daughter was reading a Sesame Street book when she was about 3 about careers, you know, I asked, well, what does mom do for a living? And she was real quick to say, well, mom runs a daycare. And then her brother walked in and says, well, what does dad do for a living? And my daughter just really, without missing a beat, said, blah, 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 blah. And I used to get kicked out of class for talking all the time. Now I get thousands of students out of school every year. So I can keep talking in class, you know. So I talk. That's what I do.
What do you talk about?
Well, a lot of different things that schools request. The recent, bullying was a big issue.
Oh, yeah.
And I always hate it. I try to market my presentation as an anti-bullying presentation. Because right.
talking
about bullying.
And they bullied
you? No, but when you market it as a positive thing, nobody seems to want it. But
really?
Yeah, so I had to call it, instead of calling it what I wanted to call it, promoting peace, I started to call it the uncivil society, and I had little clip art of people smashing things.
So because it was more of a complex name, people were like, oh, so now they, we see a title, it's average, no, but, it's a cool title.
People had just seen too much bullying, and they were just kind of like, oh my gosh, enough with the bullying thing, because it is such a prevalent issue, and everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. It is, and it's been going on since I was little. It goes on in companies, but what happened was I was speaking to students, and I used to do behavior contracts, worked with gang members, I worked with first offenders, repeat offenders, and so teachers knew that. So they said, will you come in and talk to my students? It was the year Columbine.
Oh,
I called it the year of the school shooting, which you guys were pretty young.
No,
but
I know. I'm the old lady here, so I know.
The old lady. I remember.
But it's become a lot more recent with school shootings.
Exactly.
I know a girl that was in my dance class, and she got stabbed in a school bathroom right by my school. She's dead.
There was a high school, Freedom High School, where I lived near Tampa, and there was people were planning to, they were setting up bombs around the school, and the cops found out about it because people were worrying about oh, my friend's acting weird, and they investigated, and they found weed. He was growing weed in his bedroom, and he was planning to
bomb the school. It's nuts. It's really absurd.
Everybody knows those stories, so I want to come in, and I don't want to preach. You guys
of
get
course.
Preached to all the time.
Yeah,
so we come in and just talk about some of your experiences, and that every one of you, every one of the kids that and I say kids because I'm all old, knows somebody who's gone through this, and you probably had the own experience in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling of when that just one person comes up and makes a difference. So what happened was I had this epiphany over a quote I read, and it's one of my favorite words in the English language, that sudden burst of enlightenment.
Epiphany? Yeah. I had one today, actually.
I wish it happened to me more often.
It was, anyway, go on.
But it was a Dr. King quote that said, it may be that the greatest tragedy in this period of social transition is not the glaring noisiness of the so-called bad people, but the appalling silence of the so-called good people.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I really believe, from working with kids for so many years, I really believe the vast majority of people know what's right. But it's that person who just, I'm not going to say that. Boy, they might not think I'm cool when I say it.
Because, I think it's I've been in this situation where you've seen it happen, but you're like, I don't know if I want to do this for the fact of, could this person, am I their next target or something? Because I think we've all had that moment where we're like, we should step up, but it's going to maybe hurt us in the end. But really, it's a good thing to do. And we just have that battle of pros and cons. And we just don't know what to do because we're just so overwhelmed with what might happen to us next.
Well, it's scary. It's not only scary emotionally. You don't know, be isolated, which is a huge deal to any age. But it's also physically scary, what I did with the talk was I bring out the quote, and then even with elementary schools, we talk about, what are the bad people? And they come up with, the school shooter, the bank robber, the corporate scandal. Yeah, and, Dr. King said they're not our biggest problem. And then we go over with, it's the regular person. And right when I was starting to give that talk, my son was at the bus stop, and I can't remember how old he was, but I didn't hear at all about it. But the neighborhood bully, who had been banned by almost every house in the neighborhood, was picking on a girl at the bus stop. And my son, I want to say it was about 10 or 11, he stepped up and he stood up for this little girl. And, and he got kicked and he got punched by the bully. Now, he never told me anything about it. I heard about it from another kid in a carpool just in the back seat. And so, I'm sitting there, and we give us old people, give ourselves all these gut check moments all the time. My talk to him was, if you had smacked that person back, you would be in no trouble with me.
Yeah.
And I'm
every parent's
about,
like, parent. Yeah.
Well, yes,
and
exactly.
I'm
go.
Thinking about,
go.
But you know what my son said? He said, I walked away, Dad. I was like Dr.
That's
King.
Amazing.
And I'm going, oh my gosh, my kid just taught me how to be a parent. And when I speak to students, I say a lot of things that are preachy, that are all this, but I don't know if I would have listened when I was your age. So what I want to do is listen to your stories. And that's why I was so blown away by what you guys were doing up there, that you stepped out, whether it's environment, whether it's just talking to people. That, and the example you gave, you gave one person an actual opportunity to change their life.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. That's what I wanted to do. Like, it's really funny because you're kind of like a motivational speaker. I wanted to do.
Right.
I wanted to be a motivational speaker. Everyone's like, for what? I don't know. I just want to talk to people and like I wanted to help people. And that's who I am. Like, that's what my radio show does. I stick up, like, even if it's not in the majority, like I stick up for what I know is right. And if everyone else doesn't like it, that sucks for them because I'm going to say what's right. And if you don't like it, sorry.
I mean,
for
people. And the term, like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I really don't believe in that because words are powerful. They impact people. They impact the world.
They do.
You know why us old people say that to kids? Because we know when our kid comes home from the playground crying because they were picked on, we know there's not one single thing that we can do about it. So we make up this thing and we pass it on. But we know, I mean, look at, you're going in government. You're in the Fifth Amendment. Mm-hmm. The court has recognized words can hurt you. You cannot incriminate yourself. I mean, it's major. But we tell our kids that words don't matter. And they absolutely matter. Now, getting smacked with a stick or a stone can matter more immediately. But it does matter, and our word choice matters, and what we say matters. And to be able to stand up and stick up for what you believe in is an amazing
thing. Right, for like kids like us, you know, you don't really think kids are gonna do that to you for, you know, being that extra step. But some kids, you know, sometimes it's out of jealousy. For, you know, if you see somebody on TV, you want to be on TV, and they're like, well, I was in the same school, why couldn't I do that? So some kids have like a wrong way to think about it, because you always want to include your peers into what you're doing. And that's what I love to do with my peers and my friends. They always like to, you know, do things with me, and I'm really sad that some kids don't know how to ask their friends, like, hey, what can I do to help? And instead of saying like, oh, well, you're not doing anything, that's not going to do anything to help you anyway.
It's so easy to walk the person to the guidance counselor in the story earlier. The one time I had crutches, I'm carrying, I had torn my Achilles, I'm going through schools, the elevator didn't work, I was on the stairs, I'm sweating, I have to wear ties, you can't see on the radio, they're only crazy ties, but anyway, I'm sweating, it's hot, the handicap door doesn't work, so I'm pushing the door open, there's this kid standing right there talking to a group of people. As soon as I get through the door, he's like, oh dude, I should have held the door for you. Yeah, you should have held the door for me. You wouldn't even have had to stop talking.
That happens all the time. But I know exactly.
When we get in that habit of doing something, you know, and they talked about it earlier before you guys went on, you're doing something. Can I just ask you guys, I finally got to the point where I felt, okay, I am a motivational speaker. That seems so pretentious. I'm going to motivate, and I think if someone said they were a motivational speaker to me when I was in eighth grade, I would have said, I'm just not going to listen to you on principle now, because I'm not going to be motivated. But anyway, then I finally started calling myself that, and then I saw the reruns of the Saturday Night Live skit with Chris Farley. Have you ever seen that? The motivational speaker who lives in a van by the river.
Wow.
And I decided to not call myself that anymore.
Weird. Right, yeah, you don't want to associate yourself with that.
So. And, you know, but other things that I talk about, like, for example, I grew up in a place where pretty much everyone looked like me. And again, in radio, you can't really see what that is. That's probably good for your listeners.
This is where words come in.
I worked, you know, my first job up in Minneapolis when I moved from the country in Wisconsin to the big city was in a place where I was the only one that looked like me. And I was studying child psychology at a prestigious Big Ten university. And I learned so much more being the different one, the only one, the working with the kids in North Minneapolis, then I don't want to say that more than I learned in school, because that was a great experience too.
Where did you go to school?
The University of Minnesota's, which at the time, the Institute of Child Development, was one of the top three schools in the country. I don't think that it is anymore. I think since I left, they went downhill. No, I'm just kidding.
It was just because of you. After you left, bye.
They merged from a separate institution into their whole education, which I think lost. But anyway, you know, I learned so much. So then I got a chance to go overseas, you know, for a year in Wales as an exchange student. And by the way, one of the comments I got from a student speaking once, I tell people about when I speak about diversity and culture, I lived in Wales. I got this comment from a student once, you can't live in a mammal.
And I was gosh.
I mean, I
they'll
think
say anything just to put you down. Like, they don't, they're just trying to be smart. Like, but
it wasn't, you know, he wasn't kidding. They just, you know, so anyways, the country. And so we talked about it. But anyway, then I lived in Japan for years, you know, where people literally would stop on the street and point at me, you know. And so when I come in and speak about diversity, I want to come in and make it like a work seminar where people have to sit there and take notes how you have to respect other people.
Yeah.
It's all question and answers. We ask questions about food, greeting, gifts, and then, you know, the kids get to answer.
And speaking of questions, how can people contact you?
ByronWolt.com, ByronWolt.com. I have a other website, SpeakToStudents.com, and my contact is on there. Byron at SpeakToStudents is another one. But yeah, I found out that somebody said on my business card, I started calling myself a teenologist.
Yeah.
I saw that the art and science of reaching students. I got interviewed by a local paper once because they saw just on an email I wrote about my son's soccer team winning a soccer tournament in Vegas. He saw a teenologist at the bottom. He says, what's a teenologist? And he Googled me and he found stuff. He's like, oh, I want to interview you. And I'm really cool.
Yeah.
But I like the word. But yeah, kind of. You know, talk about words.
Well, thank you to Byron Wolt speaking to the students.
We're going
to
take a break for now. I'm the host of American Pulse, Alexa J, with
Jordan Hanna
and Mario Jr., the host of the Mario Jr. Live and Green Show.
We'll be right back, so keep it right here. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids. Remember my
name. Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Has your role model let you down? Every day, it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
Hello, I'm Mario Jr., the host of the Mario Jr. Live and Green Show, and we are here at Orlando, Florida, with the Kid, Youth, and Parent Power conference. I'm sorry. Messed up there. I'm having so much fun here, the guys. And I also have my co and friend workers with
Alexa J, with the host of American Pulse.
And Jordan Hanna, who does the Creative Arts Emmys.
And we're having so much fun here with our special guest here with Chris. And can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Chris Carkeet, and I work for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow. And do you have any kids?
I do. I have two. I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Awesome. Well, I know they are very proud of their dad.
They're also jealous that they're at home and dad's at Disney World.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, they think you're on rides.
Yeah.
As far as they know.
Yeah.
And so that is so amazing. So what kind of school did you have to go to to get this started?
Well, I went to college at the University of Memphis. I actually received my undergraduate, my BBA, as well as my master's in business administration from the University of Memphis. So I went to school there and I got my undergraduate, and I worked for a few years. And then I went back about 5 years later and got my master's degree.
Okay, wow. So you're not, you would think if you work at a research hospital, you're not like a doctor or anything, but you're part of the marketing team, right?
Right. St. Jude is actually two separate organizations. We have the research hospital, which if you know much about St. Jude, we're really the world's premier pediatric cancer, catastrophic disease hospital. You may have seen a lot of commercials about us during the Thanksgiving campaign that we do from Thanksgiving to Christmas. No, I am not a doctor. What I do is I help raise the funds that help support the hospital. One of the things that's really unique about St. Jude is we're able to provide care to kids regardless of their ability to pay. And that's really been a guiding principle that our founder, Danny Thomas, who was a famous actor, what he did is he really wanted to start a hospital where kids could go regardless of their race, creed, their religion, or their ability to pay. And that was in 1962, which
back then, wow,
that was a very big deal. So we just celebrated our 50th anniversary last month.
Amazing.
and those principles still hold true. The treatments that we offer are some of the most advanced in a lot of them are experimental. They're treatments that would cost so much money, and the way that we're able to basically take care of this obligation is through fundraising activities. And we do many, many different types of fundraising
activities. I love that kind of stuff.
And we work a lot with kids. And that's what I get to do, is I get to help the kids. I get to work with kids, market programs for kids to help raise money for St. Jude.
Yep.
Wow.
So that's why I'm here.
Is a person named Marlo Thomas involved?
A person named Marlo Thomas is very involved. That is Danny Thomas's daughter, and she is our executive director. She's basically kind of the face of St. Jude. She was on a show long before you guys were born called That Girl. More recently, and you guys probably don't even know the show Friends, but she played Rachel's mom on Friends.
Wow.
But she's the person that you see in a lot of our commercials.
Yeah.
That is the one that tells people to get involved and they can help support St. Jude. We have a lot of commercials that come on in that period. With Jennifer Aniston, awesome. we've had Ray Romano and lots of different celebrities, and that's a great outreach program that we do. So that's my organization does that. But like I said, I don't work on those programs. I actually work on ones that are targeted more at kids.
Wow.
So what are some of the things that you do that target kids?
I work on two primary kid-based fundraising programs. Mm-hmm. The first one is called Trikeathon, and it's one of my favorites. It's really for kids that are preschoolers, 2 to 5, and it's a program that really teaches kids all about bike and trike riding safety. And we work with different daycares and preschools all across the country. We send them a kit of materials along with a DVD, and it has coloring books and things, and it has lessons that they do each day to learn all about bike and trike riding safety. Things like, always wear your helmet, don't ride in the street, always watch where you're going. So, and there's a little cartoon that goes along with each day. We have a theme song by a kids group named Hot Peas and Butter. Great guys.
Very funny name.
they're great guys. And so we begin working with them. And we, over the past few years, we actually started working with Nick Jr. And our video was on Nick Jr. Well, a couple of years ago, we actually continued the relationship with Nick Jr. And Dora the Explorer became our spokesperson.
Nice.
So we did a series of commercials with Dora the Explorer. And they were a huge success.
Yeah, and that's really marketing kids. Yeah. Like,
definitely
direct at them.
Yes, it's Dora's a billion-dollar property.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For us to get to work with Dora, it was a huge deal. I've been able to work with some other celebrities, but Dora was a big,
that's
big
great,
one.
Yeah.
So,
what,
you know.
What really inspired you to do this?
To work with Nickelodeon, or do you mean to do the Trikathon program?
Yes.
So, well, I didn't start it. It's actually the Trikathon program. Started 25 years ago, actually. We're in our 25th year. And basically early on, ALSAC, which is the fundraising arm of St. Jude, they had lots of different sort of what we call grassroots fundraising programs. They wanted to give people in the community, people like yourselves, an opportunity to get involved, make a difference, and help support the hospital. And this was a program that was just kind of put together in its early days, you know, back in the 80s. And they just came up with an idea of, well, what if we called schools and asked them if they taught kids bike and trike riding safety, see if they would get involved and help raise money.
And now it's a huge thing.
And now it's a huge thing. Yeah, and we've raised, since it started in the 80s, we've raised almost $90 million for the program.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's preschool.
Yeah.
For preschool.
We have another program that's really more for grades K through 8, and that's called the Mathathon. You guys may have heard of that before, and that's been around. That's in its 34th year.
Oh, man.
And that program, since it started, has raised $417 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's such a rewarding job.
Definitely. It is. You know,
and you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Mario Jr., the host of Mario Jr. Live and Green Show. And our topic today is being at the Kid, Youth, and Parent Power Conference. And we were talking about how St. Jude has raised all these great fundraisers.
We work with lots and lots of different schools all across the country. Literally thousands of schools every year. And we'll have teachers that will conduct what we call the Mathathon in the schools, where kids will do a math workbook. And they'll get sponsorship from mom and dad and family and friends. And for the money that they raise goes directly to support the mission of St. Jude. So it's a way that we like to say, it's a way that a kid can really help save another child's life.
Well,
so,
is there any way that we can possibly help?
Like, yeah. I would love for you to help.
Yeah. That's what we're interested in.
How can we help?
Yeah, kids, we have lots of different schools, you know, that participate. If you're not sure if your school participates, you can go to your principal or your math teacher and ask them to go online to mathathon.org and check it out. There's a phone number they can call. It's 1-800-FUNBOOK. That's 386-2665. Mm-hmm. And check and see if your school is participating. And even if you're not, you can go online. You can do the program online. There's a way to do the program online. But there's a lot of really kind of neat programs we have going on. One of the programs we have going on right now is for schools that raise over $1,000. We're actually going to have a drawing on April the 30th, and we're going to have two winning schools. From those two winning schools, we're going to have a kid and their parent. We're going to send them to Hollywood to go watch the taping of one of the Nickelodeon shows, either iCarly or Victorious.
Oh,
wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, kids are going to love
so,
that.
And we work with those guys. They actually host the video. Three of the kids from Nickelodeon, Ariana Grande, Jeanette McCurdy, and Nathan Kress host our video. So if you go online, you can see the video and kind of learn a little bit more about the Mathathon program.
Awesome. Wow. Now, can I ask you a fun question?
Sure.
What's your favorite part in doing what you do?
There's so much, you know, what I love is the fact that I've worked in marketing for several years and sold lots of different kinds of work, marketed lots of different kinds of products. But this is a very rewarding thing to work on. Well, we have kids that actually are working hard and help make a difference in the lives of other kids. And to know that we can take a program like that and offer that to schools all across the country, that feels good to us. And we are so proud of our schools we work with and what they're able to do.
That's great.
Are there St. Jude Research Hospitals? They're all over the nation, right?
We have treated kids from all 50 states and around the world. We, the headquarters, the hospitals in Memphis, Tennessee, we have some affiliates throughout the United States.
So I thought there was one in Florida for some reason. Maybe
we have an affiliate. We do some work with a hospital here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the kids, they usually come to Memphis or work at or go to one of the affiliates clinic. And we treat over 5,700 kids a year.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Yes.
That is definitely a thing to say of a fact, because, you know, kids need that help. And I'm glad there is an organization out there that care about those kids and that are doing an initiative or helping them.
Well, when we opened, we just celebrated our 50th anniversary last month.
Oh, wow.
And when we opened our doors in 1962, the most common form of childhood cancer is called acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Back then, the survival rate for that was 4%. In other words, if you had 100 kids, only 4 would have lived.
Oh, my gosh.
So sad.
Today, because of the research we've done at St. Jude, we've been able to reverse that. The survival rate is 94%.
Oh, my
goodness. That is amazing.
That really is. I'm so happy that we had you on our show today. It really has opened our eyes to what you guys can do. And kids, you have the power to make a difference in this as well.
Definitely.
And this is Chris Cartier. How can we get involved? How can kids get involved?
Best thing to do is to talk to your teachers or go online to mathathon.org.
Okay.
And you can learn more about the Mathathon program. And just get your friends and get involved and learn all about it.
We will, for sure.
Definitely.
Yes. It's been so much fun hanging out with you guys, Jordan, Mario, everyone. We're having a lot of fun at the convention. I want to give a big thanks to Lisa Schulman, the producer of IQPC. You can contact her at lisa.schulman@iqpc.com or www.iqpc.com. Another big thanks to the Kid Power Youth Convention and Perry Damone and Chris Cartier and all of our interviews. So I'm your host, Alexa J of the American Pulse.
And I'm your host, Mario Jr. of the Mario Jr. Live and Green Show with
Jordan Hanna, who does the Creative Arts Emmy Awards.
And we're out. You're listening to Voice America Kids Network.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Thank you for listening to American Pulse. Please join us again next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids. What can you do to make a difference before our next show?